Hello, this is Martin Compton from the EDU. I'm here with Judith Burnett, who is the PVC for the Faculty of Architecture, Computing and Humanities, and who also has leadership responsibilities for student experience. And we're going to talk about the student engagement framework. So, Judith, first of all, could you tell us a little bit about how we see the student experience at Greenwich?
Yeah, sure. So we think of the student experience as one characterised by personal and professional growth and stretch. And we want students to really gain something from their experience with us. So we regard students as being active and confident partners in creating their journey through learning with us. It's an active collaboration, so we want all of our academic members of staff and the Students' Union to work with us to create really good experiences so that students can get the best that they can out of their time.
Okay, thank you. So could you tell me a little bit more about the student journey idea?
Yes, so one thing that we've been looking at very closely indeed over the past few years is the quality of the student journey. So we assume that students need to be engaged throughout their time with us, and consequently we've been developing programmes and interventions that support students from before the time that they start with us, throughout the journey, and then on beyond to their final destinations. So some of the principles of the student journey is that we want students to work with the Students' Union and staff and their fellow students in looking at their teaching and learning and outcomes. The students' home in the university is their programme and department, and the intellectual home is really very important because in the end, that's why students have come here to study. So a key part of the student journey is engagement. And we're trying to engage students through our teaching and assessment, and also in all of the different activities that we put on as a university. We're also working closely with the Students' Union and trying to foster a big collaboration to fully engage all of our students. This doesn't just stop at the academic side of the shop and the Students' Union. A key part of this collaboration are all of the directorates and the services staff. All of us need to be working together to engage students and engage each other to create the best possible experience that we can while students are with us, and to help them at the end to move on to make new places in their lives.
Thank you. So could you say a few more words then about the specifics of the student engagement framework?
So the student engagement framework is a student-centric approach to developing policy, working on some interventions, sharing good practice across the institution, and getting things going really well. The student engagement framework maps out the student journey at Greenwich. And through looking at that, we've been able to identify a few key moments for intervention. The first of those is at the start, through Welcome Week, and what happens when students first come to study with us. A second part of the process is what happens later on. For example, with students who are returning into the second year and third year, or perhaps progressing into postgraduate study. What we found is that the institution's much stronger at working with students in the first few weeks when they're with us, and consequently, we've created some interventions to support students later on in their journey, and we're putting an emphasis on what happens when continuing students come back to see us. Another thing that is central to the student engagement framework is personal tutoring. Greenwich already had a personal tutor policy, and we've been pleased to consolidate that work and to build on it. One way in which we've taken things forward with this is to think about the personal tutoring needs of students later in the journey. Originally, we were going to only provide personal tutors to first years, but with effect from this year, session 2016-17, we're now aiming to provide personal tutoring throughout the student journey across all years of the undergraduate programme and to postgraduates. Another thing that the student engagement framework looked at was the alumni moment. This is when students pop out the other end and turn into our alumni. It is true that the university has focused much more on the early years of their time with us, but now there's a big push in the university to improve the student journey at the other end. Therefore, a task and finish group has looked at the alumni experience, and there is a refreshed effort to establish a strong and clear alumni office, which will help us to promote student experience and engagement into the future. The last element of the student engagement framework relates to the student voice. This is critically important. How do we know if our students are benefiting from their time with us? How can we engage them, for example, with programme design or in working with us on assessments? How can we put on things that students really would like to do? And how can we help them to progress at the end of their studies? Clearly, we have to ask them. The Students' Union has put together a very important and very nice consultation matrix framework. This allows us as an institution to systematically consult with students at every stage of their journey. Secondly, it creates opportunities for the Student Union as our powerful student body that we want to see to have participation in and contribution to the highest level of strategic decision making. The consultation framework allows the Students' Union to have a powerful voice in some of the biggest decisions that this university can make, for example, around spending money. However, the consultation matrix also allows students to participate locally, for example, in departments or in programmes. We're very pleased with the Students' Union's proposals for consultation, and these were adopted as university policy in the summer of 2016.
Okay, thanks very much. So finally then, what does this mean for personal tutors?
Yeah, well, personal tutors, welcome to the work. There's a lot and lots of things which personal tutors can do with the student engagement framework. One thing, of course, is to make sure that your tutees do progress from one part of their student journey to the next. We see personal tutors as absolutely essential to ensuring that students stay with us and succeed and are able to leave at the end of their studies, making their way into the kinds of lives, the kinds of jobs, and the kinds of destinations that they seek. A second thing which personal tutors can do is help us to look after the quality of the student experience and to encourage students to engage. This is both engagement with the academic process and their own learning journey, as well as with extracurricular activities. For example, to get involved with the Students' Union. This might be as a student rep, or it might be perhaps to join a club or society and to get involved with the rich and varied social opportunities which are on offer.
Okay, well, thank you very much indeed.